Riley here for the No Spin News. It is Wednesday, June 24th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. We have a very interesting investigation on the Black Lives Matter movement and the money flow into it. It's a little complicated. Again, pen and paper, if you're interested. But it's fascinating. But before that, New York City, 20 miles away from where I sit, is falling apart. So under Rudy Giuliani and Michael Bloomberg, two previous mayors before the Marxist Bill de Blasio, the crime rate in the city fell so dramatically that New York, with 8.5 million people, became one of the safest cities in the country. It's all gone. And that's because of the PC madness, de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, and the new police commissioner, Dermot Shea. All right? Those three, in less than a month, have created a violent culture where thousands of people will die that didn't have to die. All right, let me back it up. For the week ending June 21st, these stats are just out. These stats come from the New York City Police Department. Shooting victims, people shot in New York City, up 414%. Over last year, 414%. Shooting incidents up 324%. So people miss sometimes when they shoot. Okay, why did this happen? On Monday, June 15th, the commissioner, police commissioner, Dermot Shea, announced that the anti-crime unit, 600 undercover detectives, would be disbanded. And it has been. Those men and women were in the violent neighborhoods, posing as homeless people, workers, Uber drivers, whatever they may be. They saw the gangs. They saw who was armed and immediately either disarmed them, arrested them, or called people in to do it. That's what the anti-crime unit did. And now it's not there. Why isn't it there? Nobody knows. There was no reason. They didn't do anything violent. They had complaints against them, but any undercover operation will. Well, it wasn't out of proportion or context. So the Marxist mayor, de Blasio, he loves that because he doesn't want any policing. In fact, his new crackdown is on fireworks. Mayor de Blasio is outraged because there are so many fireworks in New York City. Never mind shooting incidents are up 414%. De Blasio's cracking down on fireworks. So I'm going to send in some cherry bombs to him. I mean, this is how insane this is. Now, Governor Cuomo, much smarter man than de Blasio, he's behind the no bail. Cuomo's behind the no bail. So if you walk down Fifth Avenue in New York City and you punch somebody in the mouth, knocking their teeth out, and the cops arrest you, which is 1 in 1,000, but say some cop was driving by, grabs you, you don't have to pay any bail. There's no bail. You can go right back out and punch another guy. And then the same thing would happen. No bail. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, no bail. It boggles the mind. But the real problem now, the real reason that shooting incidents are up 324%, is that the police, the New York City police, the best force in the world, in my opinion, basically, they're on strike. They're not going to tell you that. Not all of them, a lot of them. Yeah, they're going to put their lives on the line. They're going to go in. They're not going to. They're going to be nearly as aggressive. They're going to lay back. Now, they're not going to, it's not going to be a dereliction of duty. It's just that it's not going to be aggressive policing. The drug gangs know that. They know it's a free fire zone now in Bushwick, in Harlem, in the Bronx. They can come out loaded with drugs and guns. And the drug gangs kill each other because they want more territory in order to sell drugs. So if somebody's selling drugs on that block, they'll shoot them, kill them, so that they take over the block. is what the cartels do in Mexico. That's what this is. Same thing in Chicago. They want that five block area. There's somebody in there controlling narcotics. Boom. He's dead. And all his lieutenants are dead. And they march in and take it.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser. So Mayor Muriel Bowser has no interest in protecting any statue or monument in her own city, a city of 700,000 people. The federal government administrates to Washington, D.C., all right? But the locals are in charge of the police department, this and that. Bowser won't protect anything, refuses to, because she's a far-left loon, all right? So President Trump has ordered the National Guard into Washington to protect all the federal monuments. That's taxpayer money. They're going to be there. They're going to protect. Okay, so all is going on, right? And it's been going on since Memorial Day, since George Floyd. What did Joe Biden have to say about it? Now, I'm on a Hannity radio show today, and he introduces me every week as a simple man, which I am. And he's been pounding Biden because Hannity, he doesn't like Biden. And his criticism is, where's Biden? Where's Biden on Seattle? Where's Biden on Atlanta? Where's Biden on Washington, D.C.? Where's Biden on New York City? Where is he? What does he have to say about it? It's been going on since Memorial Day. No Biden, no comments. Okay? That is an excellent point. I've never seen it in my entire life. You would think that Joe Biden be all over the story, tweeting. All he has to do is tweet. That's all, just like Trump. Tweet. Give me your opinion on Seattle. No way. You're not going to say anything. Because here's the strategy. A man named David Axelrod, who's a CNN pundit, one of Barack Obama's best friends and top advisors, is running the show right now for the Democrats. All right, he'll deny it, but believe me, David Axelrod is running the show. And David Axelrod is a smart cookie. I hate to use a cliche. All right? He believes that Donald Trump is in so deep with COVID and the protests, Biden doesn't say a word. Biden's poll numbers are going to go up because people are so disenchanted, so fearful, that when you have that, the incumbent numbers always go down. And it's true. They always do. Ask Martin Van Buren. All right? They nicknamed him Martin Van Ruin because of the economy. Okay. So Axelrod said, we don't have to say anything. And we're not gonna. So you're not gonna see Joe on anything but the most friendly venues, because anybody would have to ask him, what do you think about Seattle? Biden's not gonna go against the far left. He's not. Quick break, back with the final thought. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So politically correct madness and virtue signaling has reached Rhode Island, one of my favorite states. It's a beautiful state, beautiful ocean. Newport, Rhode Island is a great place to visit. Anyway, the governor, Gina Raimondo, executive order, changing the name of the state, but not Rhode Island. The official name is the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. So Providence Plantations is out. Now, how did that come to be? Well, the founder of the state, Roger Williams, brought people down from Massachusetts to farm on his plantation. But did you know that Rhode Island was the first colony to ban slavery? 1652. So leave it alone, Gina. We'll see you tomorrow.